There's been so much anticipation of the fact that Sir Patrick Hogan will be putting through his last draft of yearlings at Karaka under the Cambridge banner. And Marcus Corbin, who has been a long-time employee of Cambridge Stud, joins us on Talking Horses this morning. Well, more than 30 years working with Sir Patrick. How are you feeling at the moment?
Oh, it's a bit, how can I put it nicely? We've got to sell the horses and get through it, but it's probably a big part of your life that's gone. When you've worked with someone and you know every move that he does, and if he gets in a bad mood or he wants something done, you know, it's going to be completely different when it's not there anymore. So that's one of the biggest things, and he's always been a perfectionist, so it'll probably be a bit of relief to not have that sort of burden on your shoulders for so long, but it will be very sad.
How did you first come to be involved with Cambridge?
I came back from America. I worked at Gainsway Farm and I worked for David Benjamin, and I was at the sales and I saw the way that Cambridge was growing, and this man was leading all these horses and they looked outstanding. So I went through my blacksmith, Laurie Lynch, and asked him for a job, and that's how I started, and I haven't left. So it's been a long journey.
And you've elevated through the ranks to essentially be his right-hand man, and you've been in that position for a long time.
Yeah, I started off just as we only had four staff with us, and then Russell Warwick left and John White, and I had the yearlings, and Shane Keating did the rest of the work with Patrick, and then probably the last 20 years I've been like the stud manager, now the sort of general manager, doing marketing and travelling overseas, all the sales, and it's been a great journey, and also as a person I've really grown and understand the industry, and I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of great people internationally through Sir Patrick, like John Massara, Robert Sangster, the Hayes family, the Cummings, etc., and it's been, you know, a great honour.
How would you describe the level of influence that he's had on you, both professionally and also personally?
Oh, professionally, it's unbelievable. You know, I've got the same eye for conditioning of the yearlings, eye for detail, management of staff. He's a great role model. I've helped a lot of young guys that are very successful in Australia and all over the world that have come through Cambridge, and I love mentoring young people, and that's something he's done. And as a person, well, you'd have to ask my poor wife. The job's always sort of come first a little bit, but that's part and parcel of Patrick, so that won't change in the future with my new owners, but it's just different when he's not there.
What would be the most profound thing you've learned from him?
Never give up, and your eyes are so important. And it's from picking up a horse if it's got a little sign of colic or something's upset in the paddock, and looking at staff or something's wrong, go and look at it and fix it. And the same with if we have a sick horse, I'll do anything. And it's the same as Zabil when he had a bit of laminitis. I cut his flexor tendons 2 days later. Never been done in the world for a 20-year-old stallion, and he lived for another 7 or 8 years. So those are things that I've learnt from him.
There have been a number of great stallions linked to Cambridge. Which of them so far is your favourite?
I love Zabil. He's a horse that really carried on from Sir Tristram, but look, he served big books of mares. He cut his leg. He got over that. He had a fertility little problem. He got over that, and he just gave everything for the stud, and he really made us what we are today. And the influence with his fillies and what he's done is just world class. And to have a horse like Zabil, you'll probably never see it again.
Marcus, there's been a lot of emotion out here over the past week, and a lot of media attention on your team and Sir Patrick handing over the baton. How has it been for you having to face into that?
Oh, it's been pretty stressful because I've met the Lindsays and I've had great meetings with them, and I've agreed to work with them, and that's been fantastic. But then just trying to make sure that Patrick's happy, and then you look at all your staff and who are going to stay on and who's not, and then still deliver a great product to sell. That's been quite hard, but look, they're here, they're performing well. So the sales is one part of it, and then the next journey begins with the Lindsays in April.
How do you think you'll be feeling when the last yearling goes through?
I won't mind it here, but it really hit me. We've got a nice colt that we're taking to Easter, and that'll be, and Easter's been a great thing for Patrick because it's just been the pinnacle to sell a few horses in Easter. But when that colt goes, that'll be really it, and that's going to be quite sad. You know, it's just going to be, it just stops. But that'll be interesting. Here, we're too busy to worry about it, but Easter will be completely different.
But it doesn't all stop for you, because wisely, the Lindsays have kept you on, and that will be in the role of stud manager when they officially take over?
Yes. So that's going to be very exciting. They're a passionate couple, and we've got a great CEO coming with Henry Plumtree, who's got a vast knowledge of the industry. We've got some new people in the office, and a couple of new stallions. They've got a great broodmare band to join Cambridge, and they really want to make Cambridge at the pinnacle of New Zealand, and that's just going to be so exciting. It's just, you know, it's just a breath of fresh air.
It's a significant turning point for Cambridge, but also New Zealand breeding and racing in general.
Very much so, and with the capital that they want to invest in, into the industry with broodmares, fillies, stallions, and land and everything else, it's just going to be just a real boost that this country needs, and we're just so lucky that Patrick and Brendan and Joe negotiated a great deal, and it's just going to be, it's going to be very, very exciting.
And I'm sure you'll still see Sir Patrick poking around the property every now and again.
Look, you know him, I know him. He cannot help himself, and he will be there. And Brendan and Joe have been fantastic. They've looked at some land, and they've asked Patrick for his ideas and other things. So, look, he will be still there. And the most important thing is with the Lindsays, they've got a real sense of responsibility to honour Patrick, which I think is very, very important, and his values and what he wants and done with Cambridge, they want to continue that. So it's going to be a very exciting future.
So, emotions aside, business this week and the selling of these yearlings, what's your assessment of the draft overall compared to past years, and what are the lots you're anticipating will be the most popular?
We've got a very good draft of fillies. Obviously, with Patrick breeding the better, a lot of the better mares to Tavistock, we've got a great line for fillies, and we've got a good mixture of colts. We've got five or six very, very, how can I put it, top liners, headlined by the Katie Lee colt. That's going to be quite an emotional time for Patrick. He's a Zavaville colt. He loves that mare. He brought her. She won the 1,000, 2,000 guineas, and she's got some very good stock. He's very well sought after. He will go close to being our top horse, closely followed by the diamond-like filly. She's just a pearl. The Arab Sheikh Khalifa brought the sister, a three-quarter sister, last year for 800. This filly's right up there with her. She's by Tavistock. We have a very, very nice Zavaville filly out of Joy's Choice. She'll be, you know, 500 plus. She's very, very popular. And we have a very nice first foal out of Pussy O'Reilly. She should be very popular. And last but not least, the dark horse of the draft could be the Tavistock filly out of Special Diamond. Her half-sister is a Group 3 in a listed place, getter by Exceed and Excel at Rosemount Race with the Corsican family. And she's at the end of the sale. But we've got some nice other colts, a couple of Trisha Rose, a couple of Tavistock. You know, so we've got a good mixture and a couple of nice power horses. So as long as they all sell and he's happy and we get the horses in the right markets and continue that marketing and growth of New Zealand product, we'll be happy.
And what's your opinion of the change of format of the sale?
I think it's great, and it's very similar to Magic Millions, but having all the horses on the complex for book one means that the buyers can see them all, and I think it's a great concept. And you've got to compliment NZB, the night racing tonight, last night, and what to have 100 horses sell on the Sunday is a great initiative, and they're really trying to build things up. And you've got to compliment the Vella family, Andrew Seabrook, Michael Kneebone's doing a great job in Australia. So we're competing against a very well orchestrated and great thoroughbred breeding industry in Australia, and if we can do half as good as they are and join in and be Australasia, I think we're in for a great future, and the sale will just grow and grow.
Marcus, lovely to catch up with you. All the best of luck this week for the sale, and I'm sure it will be an emotional day when the last of Sir Patrick's yearlings under Cambridge go through the ring this week. We'll be thinking of you.
Thank you very much, Jo.
That's Marcus Corbin, who will continue on as the stud manager for Cambridge when the Lindsay family take over in April this year. This is Talking Horses on RSN 927. We'll be back with more after this.